I am so thrilled. We have Joyce Knight back in the studio with us. She is the development director at Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle. And Joyce has a very cool event coming up next Monday. The 22nd annual Beans and Cornbread Luncheon is happening, and it's going to be at the Amarillo Civic Center in Amarillo. What a fabulous luncheon. What a fabulous 22-year landmark. Joyce, welcome back to the program. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, and thank you for having me back.
Well, absolutely. You always have these wonderful fundraisers, and you Catholic Charities has this way of like getting together with a lot of other places in town to get like real good focus on what's going on. And of course, the Texas Panhandle is kind of the crossroads in a lot of ways, as is Garden City too sometimes. And there's a lot of transient action. And so there's a lot of need. There's a lot of homelessness, a lot of things that are going on. Catholic Charities is always trying to, you know, get everyone together. Tell us a little bit about the Beans and Cornbread Luncheon and how it relates to the Interfaith Campaign for the Homeless.
Okay. Catholic Charities is just one small portion of the Beans and Cornbread. It is actually put on through our Interfaith Campaign for the Homeless, and that's made up of over 20 agencies that deal with the homeless population in and around Amarillo. And we come together, we put aside all egos and come together to try and end homelessness in our community. And this year, we have 17 of the agencies are working together, and it's amazing for somebody in nonprofit to see all of us come together with a sole and common purpose. It actually started out with a community of churches over 22 years ago that came together and said, we need to do something about our homeless population. And from that, it grew with the organizations or the agencies that started to come into it. And we also have a whole coalition of not just agencies that deal with homeless, churches that deal with homeless. It's also the advocates in the community that don't have a tie-in maybe with anybody. So it really is a true coalition coming together to form the Beans and Cornbread. And it's been very successful over 22 years. All of the money raised, 100% of the money raised goes to the agencies, goes back to the agencies in our community to help them with their program to fight homelessness.
Of which there are many in the Texas Panhandle, quite a few.
Yes, there are. There's a ton.
Yeah. We had Kara Word with the park in here recently. We've had Molly Swafford with another Chance House. And all of the work that's done, you see when you talk to the people that benefit from this, you see all it is a helping hand, a little bit of, you know, something to say, no, these are the ways that this can get better for you and we'll help.
Exactly. Every agency does something different for the homeless population. We all have our role to take them from being on the streets to permanent housing. And I am very proud to say that in Amarillo, just recently, it's called a situational zero. But right now, at this point of time, and if we can keep this for 3 months, we are at zero veterans that are homeless in our community.
That's very impressive.
It is. It's amazing. And we did that in about 7 or 8 months.
That's great. See, coming together, this is what you can do.
That's right.
Well, this is really cool that this has been going on for 22 years. You said in addition to the wonderful organizations that come together, it's just individuals as well.
Absolutely.
People that just buy tickets to the luncheon. It's going to the 22nd annual Beans and Cornbread Luncheon, again, is next Monday, the 28th. It goes from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Amarillo Civic Center Heritage Room. Individual tickets are going to be available at the door. Tables are also available through the Amarillo Area Foundation. And if you wanted to get in on that, Katie Grant is the contact for that at 806-282-1014. And all of the proceeds do go directly to this. But it also sounds like you've got quite a bit going on at the luncheon. Tell us about the keynote speaker.
Our keynote speaker is Dr. Donna Beagle. And Donna, at the age of 15, decided she wanted to get married and start a family. So she didn't finish high school. And when she was in her mid-20s, her husband up and left her, and she had two children. And no marketable skills, no high school diploma. And so she kind of sat down and said, you know, what am I going to do? I have to feed my children. I have to have a job. How am I going to get ahead in life? I cannot be in this poverty situation for the rest of my life. So she took the bull by the horns, found out a way to get her GED, found a way to go to college, got her doctorate. Now she is a keynote speaker in demand all over the United States. She has been to Amarillo several times working with Amarillo College and the hidden homeless population on college campuses that people don't really think about. But she has been very instrumental in our community and helping us. And she is an expert on poverty, because poverty can lead to homelessness, but there's also many other factors for homelessness, mental illness, and so on. But she can give us a lot of answers. She's dynamic. She is unbelievable. You'll walk out of there knowing a whole lot more than you ever knew. And it's just amazing. She is an amazing speaker.
And it's a great to have somebody who's been through it specifically.
Absolutely. Homeless people, they're out there for many, many different reasons. I think the common knowledge or the common response is, why don't they go get a job? There's jobs out there. Many of them cannot get a job right now because most of them have a mental illness. And much of it is from some sort of stress or trauma in their lifetime. And when you finally get to it, because they're very private about it, and when you finally get to it and start to be able to help them, many of them want to get out of homelessness. And I can tell you, just working with the homeless population that I have done, which is not near what many of the others have done, you see almost an immediate transformation once they are in housing. They don't even look the same. They've cleaned up. They're not so rugged looking. They're healthy. They're happy. And they're making their way. It's amazing. It is such an inspiration to anybody.
Well, the event, in addition to having Dr. Donna Beagle, looks like you've got a silent auction and there'll be an award ceremony.
Yes, we do give out awards every year. We added one last year, which is the Myrna Rafkin Legacy Award. Myrna was very, very active in our community and worked with the homeless and the poor. And so that goes to either an agency or a business or a church or a person who really has dedicated themselves to the homeless. Then we have a Victorious Award, which goes to a formerly homeless person who has beat the odds, has gotten back into the workforce and is independent on their own and doing well. And then we have the Golden Heart, and that goes to a person who works with the homeless day in and day out tirelessly and just has a heart for the homeless. So they're very inspirational, and I can tell you there's a lot of tears shed when those awards go out.
Oh, I'm sure. It looks like for folks that might not be able to join the actual festivities, they can still participate. They can still get some beans and some cornbread.
That's right. This year, our goal, we made a little over $50,000 last year, and I'm chairman of the Beans and Cornbread this year. We placed a goal of $100,000 because if we raise $150,000 throughout a year's time, it is matched by the Amarillo Area Foundation. It's actually the Sybil B. Harrington Foundation that it will be matching the funds, and all of that goes back to the agencies. But one of our members, who's actually a police officer here in town, said, why don't we do something like a brown bag lunch? And so from that, we have come up with a gazillion ideas for future years. But this year we have a brown bag lunch for people who cannot attend. It's just $10, and Xcel Energy is supplying all the volunteers to deliver that. So many, many businesses, say for instance a bank here in town, they maybe bought a membership and they are a sponsorship to the event, and they have four tables, but they have many more employees that would like to come and can't. They're not going to be part of those four tables. Well, then they can buy a brown bag lunch and we'll deliver it to them.
That's so cool. And this is catering from Desperado's Catering, and you get your beans and cornbread, and you can just eat it at your desk.
That's right.
That's awesome. So folks, get in on this. This is such an incredible, worthy cause, and this is a very lofty goal. So the more participants, the more likely they are to get to that 150 and get that annual match. And it would mean so much to, just all the organizations across Texas Panhandle that have been trying to really tamp down some of the really profound need that we see in this city. So folks, do please check it out. I'll put this link up on the website, 22nd Annual Beans and Cornbread Luncheon. That is Amarillo Civic Center Heritage Room, next Monday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, individual tickets are available at the door. You can get tables still. If you want to call Amarillo Area Foundation, you can contact Kathy Grant at 806-282-1014. And for the brown bag lunch, same story. Do we call Kathy? Kathy?
You can do that, and she can just pass that forward.
Perfect. And get it on the brown bags. And that's $10 for the brown bags. That's wonderful.
Correct.
All right. We are going to celebrate this with some Louis Jordan. And I love that you said, I am the chairman of Beans and Cornbread. And I think you need a sweatshirt that says that. The chairman of Beans and Cornbread. So let's do some Louis Jordan Beans and Cornbread, folks. Thank you so much, Joyce.
Thank you.